USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is expected to reveal a path to restarting the U.S. economy later today. At a White House briefing yesterday, the president said the data shows many areas around the country are past the peak of the COVID-19 outbreak. Meanwhile, President Trump is also threatening to force Congress to adjourn so that he can make appointments. At that White House briefing, the president urged the Senate to stop gabbling in pro forma sessions when lawmakers aren't even in town.
The Senate should either fulfill its duty and vote on my nominees, or it should formally adjourn so that I can make recess appointments.
Former presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren says she'd agree to being Joe Biden's running mate if he asked her. The Massachusetts senator did recently endorse Biden's bid for the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.